It's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer from the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to answer your questions about the great outdoors. Call in now at 888-898-2525 and join SC Wild on the Sports Talk Media Network.
All right, let's step outdoors. Beautiful evening in South Carolina after a gorgeous day. A little chilly. That's okay. It's going to warm up. And then we got a little bit of a chill coming, I think, as Bergie was telling me, next week. But then we'll be going full speed ahead towards that that heat coming our way. Boy, it's hot out on the West Coast. It'll be here eventually. So it's a great time to be outdoors in South Carolina. It's a great time to celebrate the outdoors in South Carolina with the Sportsman's Classic coming up a week from Friday at the State Fairgrounds. We welcome in Major Billy Downer from the Department of Natural Resources. Always one of the big events for you guys, your organization, is the Sportsman's Classic. First of all, welcome in, once again, SC Wild from DNR and the Sportsman's Classic. Always a fun event. I love it.
Yes, sir. Thank you again for having me on the show for yet another Wednesday night outdoors expo part. So, yeah, next weekend, Pavlina Sportsman's Classic. It is the largest fishing and outdoor show, hunting show in South Carolina. That's not hard to achieve sometimes, but it is the largest. It is the second largest show at the State Fairgrounds, which is kind of cool, right behind the State Fair. So 35,000 people average attendance, sometimes over over 40. And actually, it's one of the top three in the entire Southeast for hunting and fishing shows, outdoor expos. So a little bit for everyone there. As always, you got everything from deer scoring to turkey calls to duck calls to fishing gear to seamless gutters. And I do mean seamless gutters. There's a section of housing market there. It's got a lot of different things, from gutters to roofing, whatever. So there's a lot of different things in the show. So it's always fun. But the classic, you know, again, it's next Friday through Saturday, March 27th through the 29th. A couple of things we want to make sure folks know. This year there's some new hours on Friday. It begins at 11 a.m. on Friday and goes through 7 p.m. Mm. So a little bit earlier opening. A lot of people like to go Friday to kind of avoid the big crowds. People always ask, what's the biggest day? Well, every year it's a little different. Usually we always get one rain day. It seems like no matter what, there's one rain day in there. And which is the biggest day? Sometimes it's Saturday. Sometimes it's Sunday. Most of the time, Friday's not the big day. So Friday's a good day to get out there if you want a little bit lesser crowd. Saturday is 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., long day there. And Sunday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So 3 days, March 27th, March 28th, and March 29th at the South Carolina State Fairgrounds. The prices at the gate are $14. Online is $12 per person. Active military vets and first responders and seniors get a $4 discount at the gate. So if you're over 55, if you're a military veteran or a first responder, you get to get in the gate for $10. So keep that in mind. Entertainment highlights. So, you know, in the past, we used to have big names there. We've had it. Everything from the Gator Man to everything across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Doc Dogs is there. This has kind of become one of their premier events, I think, in South Carolina. So Doc Dogs will be there. And this is when they compete for the dogs jumping the distance in the water. A lot of fun to watch. So it's pretty cool to watch that. But Doc Dogs will be there. So Nature Nick's Animal Program will be there. And that's always a hit, too, for folks. And then, of course, as always, every year, the hog trough, a 5,000-gallon fish tank with an angler demonstration that goes on daily, and that's in the Cattle Nut Arena, 5,000-gallon fish tank full of big largemouth bass.
Mm.
And then the aquatic egg program has the fishing pond with 800 catfish that children can come and fish for free and enjoy catching a catfish on the line. It's always fun. To watch that get set up at Big Pond, basically in a big, it's like an oversized kiddie pool. And when I say oversized, it's probably, 30 feet by 20 by 15 feet big. So kids gather around that with 800 catfish in there. It's a lot of fun for families. So if you have a small child, bring them out. It's a lot for everybody to do. Dad can look for different hunting gear. Mom can find stuff for her. There's even when I say mom, if mom's an outdoorsman, don't want to count her out. Plenty of outdoors gear for women there, particularly some targeted gear there for women, women's clothing lines, and children's clothing lines. Last year, I saw some dress coats in camouflage, kind of a new item coming out. Some really neat mossy oak style coats. Looked like they were more like a black tie event coat. Mm-hmm. So pretty cool there. And down toward the Moore building, there's things like Tupperware and other things for women too. So lots of things down there, little artwork, little metalwork, lots for everyone to take part in. And of course, one of the big features all 3 days, if you have taken a nice buck this year and you want to get your antlers the rack measured or scored, bring it to the Sportsman's Classic, and you can get that scored by one of our biologists and technicians that are trained to do that. That will be an official Boone and Crockett score. So if you want an official Boone and Crockett score of your deer, come to the Classic on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and they'll score your deer for you. A lot of people will bring sheds in. Again, to get scored, you have to have the full rack together. And it has to be connected at the base, basically the pedicle, the base of the brain there, mm-hmm. of the cap. It has to be connected together to get an official score, so it hasn't been altered, widened, or anything else. The full deer mount's fine, or the antlers set together, it's been cut off, is fine as well, as long as they are together one piece. So it's a lot of fun watching them score antlers. And I'll tell you, after 28 years of watching them do that, it takes a really nice deer to score in South Carolina. The score in our state's 125 is the minimum to make the state book. And my daughter is more fortunate than I. She has one deer in the book. I'd have zero in the book. Cora shot a deer at 16 that scored 139 points. An incredible deer, nice, big, huge 8-point. And I'll tell you this, it's hard for an 8-point to make the book. Folks will bring in some really nice deer, and I've killed some really nice 8 and 9s. I've killed a 10 that did not make the book. Had a lot of width on one deer I shot at 20 and a quarter inch spread inside width. And people ask all the time, what makes that deer score? Well, if you come and watch, you'll see it. But the mass. People say mass. And what is mass? Well, mass is the circumference around those antlers. That's what gives you good scoring. Width, length of each tine, the tines being the horn, the individual horns, if you will, the tine length there. And if they're even and they're pretty much the same on either side, symmetrical, that gives you a better score, and you don't get any what they call deductions, which is differences in inches. It's all a matter of inches. The 125 inches is what it takes to score a nice deer. So come out to the Classic, bring your best deer out there, and they'll score it for you. That's always a joy, and that'll be to the left in the Ellison Building with the other DNR exhibits. Again, you know, we always like to promote the Classic because our big sponsor, the Hampton Wildlife Fund, this is their major fundraiser that they do every year. And with the 375 vendors that are there, those vendor fees help fund the Hampton Fund, which funds all of our youth shooting sports programs. It helps fund fishing rodeos, our scholarships, so much money. You know, the Hampton Fund's given us millions of dollars over the years, and it comes from things like this show, and this show is a big part of that. So I want folks to come out and support the Hampton Wildlife Fund by attending the South Carolina Sportsman's, the State Palmetto Sportsman's Classic. Come out. You'll probably find something you want to buy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy a time with your family again for all ages between the catfish pond, watching duck, dock, dogs, finding a good duck call or a goose call or a turkey call. And I'm telling you, as you know, Phil will be out there, that's all you hear is turkey calls.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much everywhere you go, a little bit of everything for everybody.
All right. So there's if you go to the website, you can get the list of the vendors around the place. I don't know how familiar you are with everybody who'll be there as a vendor, but I want to ask you about a couple of here that jump out at me because I don't know what they are. What is or are mud honkies?
I have no idea. Mud honkies. Now, I don't know that one.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. I knew that'd be tough.
Strike one. Go ahead.
All right. Do you know OBX Skeeter Beater?
OBX is, that's an outdoor, and that's an outdoor apparel company.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. The Skeeter Beater is going to be the net, basically the netting clothing you can wear.
So that's what they
mosquitoes.
Make. They make that to help you fight off
pretty
the mosquitoes.
Pretty sure I'm right, yes.
Yeah, yeah. All right. What about, let's see what else here.
You looking at all these things.
Riverman Customs. That sounds interesting.
Riverman Customs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You recognize them?
I do not.
Yeah.
I know a lot of folks that have come through here throughout the years. Some of the big ones I know. That come every year, the guys that I always go to, you know, the taxidermists have been there for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Marshall's Marine's been a big part of the Classic every year. The big boats show is part, you know, a little early for the boat show, but it's great to have boats out there. A lot of great items to look at as far as boats. And Marshall's Marine has them from jumbo boats to your center consoles to side consoles to pontoons. Marshall Marine, a big part of what we've been. I'm looking down the line myself, but I know also, like I said, a lot of call companies. I'm trying to think of the ones that that I see every year here. And you'll see calls across this list.
How about Kill'em calls? How about Kill'em?
Kill'em calls?
Yeah.
They're a good call. There's a lot of good local boy outfitters. Another big one. I want to hit the big people.
Okay.
Local Boy is a big outfit. They have a lot of good factors there, a lot of good clothing. They're there. Also, Haybo's there.
Haybo.
Haybo's a big part of our show, and they come with the Mercantile Company, a little bit different, but the owners of Haybo own the Mercantile Company, and they come out and do that and bring a lot of good deals. So as far as waterfowl calls, the ones that I always remember seeing, the waterfowl company's there every year. We interviewed him last year and talked about what it takes to make a good show for him. If you remember that, waterfowl company boys right there from Sumter, South Carolina, makes duck calls, does a great job, and it's kind of hit the market pretty hard. And then also, you know, there's so many calls out there. John Tanner calls. Mr. John Tanner was the one 2 years ago. Maybe 3 years ago now, Phil, I went and borrowed a turkey call on our show, and I used it on the show, and he told me to take it and kill a turkey, and I did. It was great. But Mr. Tanner makes a handmade call, beautiful wood. He's from Hemingway, South Carolina, a local vendor. And I love it when our local vendors come out because it's just something different when you get folks from South Carolina that have that unique ability to make a really good call that people can pass down. So the calls that he gives me, I can pass down to my son, he can pass down, they last a lifetime, and it's almost a work of art. So really good to see that as well. And turkey calls are that kind of thing. You know, duck calls made of acrylic and different things, and they do last a long time, and they can be passed down as well. But some of these turkey calls, the wood is just beautiful.
Yeah.
He's got different tones and the different lines that go through there. So it's just really cool.
I do expect, because you do this every time we're there, and we'll be there next Friday with you, you have an array of the turkey calls, and, I mean, you like to show off the beauty of the call, of the piece, I guess you would call it, and then you like to display your talents as a turkey caller.
Well, I do like to call a little bit, yes, I do. I do that, but it's fun. Everybody that loves the call, you enjoy hearing the sound, especially the slate call. I just love hearing that slate, that sharp sound. The different tones that you can make on a slate call are just so unique sometimes. And there are folks can do it with a mouth call too, but I'm a slate call fan. That's just what I am. But there are so many different vendors out there. You know, Bird Dog Apparel, they've been there for years. And like I said, Angling Women, there's another one specific to ladies to come out there and enjoy that. So many different calls. Sarge Knives is there. I keep looking through the list, and I see so many people that I know. Sparrow and Kennedy, tractor. You've got folks coming, bringing tractors for folks that may want to do food plots. Don't know a whole lot about it. You've even got folks there that move trees. Last year, there was this huge magnolia tree. It was about 20 feet tall. The gentleman had his EG company, moving company, a tree moving company, and it's incredible. I met him, and actually, he did some work for me. So, it's fun when you meet people out there, and you end up, finding out, hey, this guy could do some pretty cool stuff. But Greg Adams has his company, EG and Company, and they move trees. And he had this huge magnolia out there. And they can move these trees that are 10 inches in diameter, which is incredible. Mm. He has a machine, a big machine on, basically on a huge cement mixer truck frame. And it is this big spade, and it can move up to 10-inch trees. It's just cool to take a tree and move it and then put it somewhere else, and it looks like it's been there all along. It's really cool. But he'll be there. I'll be interested to see what tree he has this year, probably another magnolia tree. But he had like a 20 or 25-foot magnolia tree set up on his with his truck sitting out there in the middle of the driveway. So interesting. Always interesting in the different things you see.
I want to check out, if you've ever checked these folks out, now we're going to move to the food side, because that's another appealing thing, the variety of different things you can eat. Have you ever visited with Five Star Pickles and Sausages?
I've visited almost all of the food vendors, and there's so many of them out there. Some of them, and what you get, you learn, and we've used a lot of these vendors that come to our archery tournament and sometimes to our shooting sports tournaments, shotgun sports. They are, there's kind of a circuit for those guys, and the fair's the big ones. And the ones that are real successful at the fair get to go to a lot of these other circuits and kind of ride that circuit and go around. So these guys come out, and they've got, Fisk fries. Everybody that goes to the state fair, mm-hmm. you know what Fisk fries are. Mm-hmm. So I've tried a little bit of everybody's. There was another one, the Rock and Roll. What was it? Rock and Roll Coffee or Rock and Roll Cafe. And they have all kinds of flavors of coffee named after every rock and roll band. Kiss, Van Halen, you name it. They've got a cold brew coffee with a rock and roll name, and they'll be there. And they give us some coupons to get free ones, and they're awesome. So please give some business to the Rock and Roll Cafe. They do an awesome job.
So the kids' standpoint of this thing, and I'm sure a large part of what the folks who run the Sportsman's Classic, a large part of what they want to accomplish here is getting kids more and more to appreciate things in the great outdoors. And like you mentioned earlier, you got some special things that will attract the kids to come and participate, like the fishing pond. What are some of the other things that will be directly?
So it's a great question. Yeah. A lot of younger kids come, and they do this every year. They do basically a where they can go around and they get little hints from every one of our DNR booths, mm-hmm. and they can build it up on a page. Basically, it's a kind of a treasure journey. They go around and get little pieces of each piece of this treasure to kind of finish that treasure map out. And then they learn something along the way. So a lot of fun things there. Our education folks will be there. Sometimes they have a little sand digging area where they can play like they're digging with for artifacts, because our folks from archaeology are there, and they do a fun deal with involving kids to kind of teach them about archaeology in South Carolina. And then there's our touch tank, which I don't talk about that as much, but our saltwater folks have the touch tank there, and there'll be like certain things that they can touch in the touch tank, which is really cool to see. So a lot of things to see as far as kids can enjoy going around and getting those little prizes, fishing in the catfish pond, and then also going to see that the fish in the tanks are fisheries folks do a really good job of putting they've got almost all the fish in South Carolina in one huge tank. Mm-hmm. Big bass, big catfish, blue catfish, flatheads, channel catfish. They've got big bluegill, brim, shell cracker, warmouth, or what we call mowmouth in the country, and some and striped bass. I mean, they have a lot of different species of fish for folks to look at, and it's kind of cool to be able to see that in a tank. I always have fun when you get to see those fish up close, because when you're fishing, you only get to see them when you pull them out. Mm-hmm. You don't get to see them under the water. Mm-hmm. So in the tank, it's pretty cool. And again, you know, our Tomo folks will be there with our big Tomo conservation trailer, which teaches folks about all the conservation efforts that have gone on in South Carolina over the last 150 years. I've got the number 5 deer in South Carolina ever taken. It's in that trailer. Pretty cool. It's over 170 points.
Wow.
It's an incredible deer. Yeah. And then we've got the deer aging. So you can look in that trailer to see what a deer looks like from age 1.5 up to 5.5 and kind of how they change through the years. And that's to help, you know, promote folks letting one walk. You know, let that deer walk. He can get bigger to the next year and you can really get a really nice trophy.
Yeah.
So just one of those things you see. We've got black bear, of course. And wild turkey are big game animals. In the story of waterfowl in South Carolina, as far as the wood duck box program, and the model duck box, the model duck release program that started back in the 80s to the point now that we have a sustainable model duck population here in South Carolina, which adds to our coastal hunting in South Carolina. So a lot of pretty cool stories to be told if you just take time to look at them.
Are you seeing, over the years, are you seeing more and more kids coming out to the Classic, their parents bringing them to the Classic?
Absolutely. So this is a family event, like I said before. You can bring kids in strollers. You can bring kids walking, toddlers, and there's something for everybody to do. Every child enjoys fishing in the catfish pond, no doubt about it. Anytime you get a little tug on the line, mm-hmm. that's always fun, and the parents can take part in that as well. And then the coloring books and things you can get in our education area and doing the scavenger hunt, those things are a lot of fun for young people. And then for adults, as I've said, there's everything literally from hunting clothes, fishing gear, duck calls, turkey calls, decoys, gun safes, fishing supplies, all the way to seamless gutters.
And
so
you,
a lot for folks.
And you can get. You can purchase, right? I mean, this isn't just a display. You can purchase take stuff home.
Absolutely, purchase and take it home. And, you know, some folks think that wait until Sunday they get a better deal because folks want to get rid of it. And sometimes that works, but I'll tell you, Friday's kind of the gym because you get to go in there, it's not quite as busy.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, to go over those hours again for folks before we get off tonight,
yeah.
So make sure everybody remembers. So next weekend, March 27th, 28th, 29th, Friday's hours are 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday is 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And Sunday is 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So all 3 days. $14 at the gate. Again, $12 online if you buy the ticket online. And active military vets, first responders, and seniors get a $4 discount at the gate. Again, the largest outdoor show in South Carolina. I encourage everyone to come out to the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic next weekend to see if there's something you might like to add to your hunting box or your fishing tackle box.
Well, we look forward to it. I mean, I love it, and I don't know anything about what's going on, but I just love seeing everybody and seeing everything on display. So we look forward to being there with you.
Absolutely.
All right, Major, any final thoughts?
Well, again, just remember next weekend, keep it on your calendar. Bring the whole family, mom, dad, children, everybody can come. It's a lot to do. Come and spend a whole day. A lot of fun to be had.
We thank you, sir. Look forward to seeing you. And have a great rest of your week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Major Billy Downer, Department of Natural Resources. That is SC Wild here on Sports Talk. All right, top of the third, Clemson and Citadel are scoreless. Tigers have a couple of hits. Citadel's got one. Top of the bottom of the sixth, Campbell 2-0 over Coastal. Coastal did get a hit, but they're not yet on the board. Top of the ninth, Upstate has taken an 11-10 lead on Charlotte. Okay, that'll do it. We'll see you tomorrow night from Tampa.